Knowledge of self. We live in an age when everything is being questioned. Young people are willing to accept almost anything new and different. Those of us in the older generation believe that we already know the most important things in life. However, when we search God's Word, we may find that we have a lot in common with the younger generations. Perhaps we all lack a knowledge of our inner self. Without question, we know a lot of things about a lot of things, but often not enough about the important things in life. We want everything to be simple and easy. The world seems to offer simple or easier ways to get what we want. We call this the entitled generation because they have grown up to believe that they are owed a life free of responsibility. They feel that they are owed what they want without having to work for it. I think most of us favor simplicity. But is life really simple? The following proverb asks, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity?" The truth is that life is not simple, and we must face complex problems every day. Our life is made simpler when we know and abide by God's laws. But it is never simple. God's idea of how we should live is very different than what the world tells us. We tend to think we are more intelligent than we are. Perhaps we look around at others and compare ourselves to them. Surely our ideas are better than theirs. The majority of our society believes their rights are above God's laws. People will not say that, especially in church. When asked, they will tell you what they think, knowing their ideas go against God's word. When you, me, or anyone else relies on their ideas, they are deceiving themselves. They are acting simply and allowing their inner selves to guide them. Studying what God says in His Word forces us to examine our inner selves. Proverbs 1, verses 22 and 23 says it like this: "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you." Scorners or mockers are all around us today. Those who love the wickedness of the world stand ready to mock or scorn all who speak against evil. Those who hate the knowledge of God's word always attack anyone who stands for truth. The wicked hate all things righteous. Satan encourages mockery as a tool to strike at God's people and to promote wickedness. Life may seem simpler if we join society and scoff at wisdom, but it is not. There are always costs when you mock God's word or His people. Scripture points out that only a fool hates knowledge. God is the only source of knowledge. We must listen to what God says and put it into practice in our daily lives. Not following God's word causes us to act like fools. If you're standing against God's law, Repent. Are you wise enough to turn to God and accept His word? He can give you true knowledge. We all would like to think that we have a certain amount of wisdom. However, it is not always evident. Our actions speak much louder than words. I like how King James Version translates verse 23. It says, "Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings." God makes us a beautiful offer if we're willing to accept it. However, it seems easier to just do what we think sounds right. Yes, it does seem easier to just go with the worldview. Unfortunately, that is what the devil wants you to do. That is Satan's plan to deceive you into thinking that you are always right. You do not have to study God's word or pray. Satan wants you to be ignorant of what God refers to as sin. Anything you want to do can be justified because you believe that it is your right to decide what is right and wrong, and you don't have to take a stand for what you know is good and right. This is what Satan wants. Doing your own thing is a rejection of God's authority as your creator. God gave you that right. He has never been wishy-washy or tried to force you to accept Him or His truths. God gave you the right to refuse His way and go your own way. God will never force you to accept His mercy. It will always be up to you to accept or reject what God freely offers. However, rejecting God's way will allow you to spend eternity with Satan, the great deceiver. As always, God allows you to decide, will it be heaven or hell?